70 at 1400 K1, and a community connection brought to you this morning by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. And focusing on the community of Barnstall this morning as we get set for their 66th annual Big Heart Day celebration coming up, next week, as a matter of fact. And Claude Rosendale is in to help me out with this one. Claude, you've been president of the Big Heart Day celebration, and you're a volunteer just throughout the Barnstall community. I've seen your name on
a
lot of things.
Yes, through several of the events and organizations and all, so just try and stay busy.
Well, I think it takes willing people who are ready to step up and say, there's a need, and I'm going to fill it. I think it's important.
Well, we need those kind of people.
We do, and thank you very much for your service to your community.
Well, thank you.
66 years for Big Heart Day. Wow, that says a lot to the dedication of volunteers like you and the community who come out, because it's a great event.
It is. It's been a well-planned and orchestrated event for years and years now. It originally started out at our city lake, but then eventually moved into Barnstall, has been going, like I say, for 66 years. So it is a three-day event. Now this year we have curtailed some of the events on Friday the 24th. It is May 24th, 25th, 26th. We've usually had a Barnstall Educational Foundation fundraiser, a golf tournament. Both of the gentlemen normally do that were unable to be around this year for Big Heart Day, so that has been canceled. Hopefully it's not going to have any impact on the teachers and their request for grants and all, but
I'm going to step forward and say, if someone wanted to make a contribution to the foundation, first of all, it's tax deductible, so why not? But second, I know they won't turn your dollars away.
That's true, and they can always use the support. It does allow teachers to request grants for special programs or activities that they're wanting to do. Also, the alumni basketball game this year has been canceled. It's always been a big event, but there is major construction through bond programs that's going on at the school. The parking areas at Gilbert Fieldhouse, where it's held, is going to be totally closed. The day school's out. That has had to be canceled this year, but we do plan to have it back bigger and better than ever next year with some additional halftime and in-between game activities. Now, the one thing we do still have on Friday night is the Osage Nation Prevention Program will bring their big inflatable screen. It's like 25 foot wide, 20 foot high, and of course that is if it's not windy. They cannot put it up if it's windy.
There's a little problem right with inflatables.
right in front of our community center, and just bring blankets and lawn chairs and whatever, and it will be right at dusk that it will start. They will be showing Incredibles 2, a fantastic movie for the young folks.
And just for those that are not familiar, I know we've reported on it, but again, sometimes if it's not our community, we let the news story go in one ear and out the other. You've got a lot of school construction in the community. I know you're not a school board member, but you are involved in the community, and things like a new press booth. As a matter of fact, building a EF5 tornado shelter as part of that school
prop. Part of that building. Well, that entire building, I think, is supposed to be built for that standard.
And so a lot of materials for that construction project, that most of it needs to get done during the summer months while the students aren't there.
Yes, that part of the bond construction has to be done, so they'll be ready for football.
And of course, with the materials stacked in the student parking lot, the more stuff they can get part of a building, that's a student parking place that student can find a place to park for school.
You bet.
So that's one reason why things are a little torn up in Barnstall.
Right.
You still got a full Saturday, though.
We have a big Saturday, actually starting at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning out at our city lake, Lake Waxahoma. We have a kids fishing tournament from 7 to 8 o'clock, so you need to be there a little before to get registered. We usually have some good crowds show up every entrant. And this does mean that they have to be able to hold a pole and fish, but every entrant that can fish will receive a nice rod and reel combo. And then, of course, we have four categories, age categories, and we will have trophies and prizes for the winners for both the largest and the most fish of each of those four categories. So that's the big kickoff of the day. Of course, by usually by about 8 a.m., we have a lot of vendor booths set up and down Main Street. We do have food vendors, craft vendors, informational vendors, you know, all of those type of things that'll be up and down Main Street. One of the churches, Assembly of God Church, has a breakfast that morning that's just about a block catty-cornered for most of the activities will be from like 8 to 10. The freshman class this year, our high school freshman class, will be doing a fun run in 5K, start their fundraising for their prom and their senior trip and all. That will be out at Birch Lake. And you need to be registered starting at 8, and the run starts at 8:30. Be Twin Coves area of Birch Lake is the plan for that. And then also this year, we were not having a car show. We used to have a car show that's been out for a couple of years, but we are having a classic car drive-in and visiting. So if you have classic cars or you like classic cars, we will have an area where they can come in and show their cars and show the pride in their cars and visit with their fellow car buffs and all. So that'll hopefully add a little bit again, and hopefully we can work it back then to a car show in the future from that.
Well, we have several area car clubs that are always looking for places to go.
To go.
And like you said, have some breakfast, or sometimes it's an evening trip, depending on what's going on. So we'll invite all of those over to see what's going on downtown Barnsdall and stick around for a while, and then they can exit out and still have a great Saturday.
You bet. Also, then at 9 o'clock, the Big Heart Museum will open. It's not normally open except by special request or whatever, but it will be open from about 9 to 3. There will be a fundraiser along Main Street for a graduate of Barnsdall that will be a silent auction type fundraiser, but a graduate that's going to have open heart surgery.
Uh-oh.
So that'll be going on as well about that same time frame from 9 to 3. And then at 9:15 is one of the big events that, man, the intersection of 5th and Main is just totally packed.
It
the
is.
Turtle races and the frog jump.
That is
turtle
huge.
Races, I think we had 238 turtles last year. And then the frog jumps, that's what I really enjoy watching, is when they start jumping out and then into the crowd where the people are and they're trying to jump out of their way and all. It's enjoyable to watch. It really is.
And that starts at 9:15, right?
Starts at 9:15 right there at the intersection of 5th and Main.
And you're taking up the whole intersection. I mean, this is not a small circle.
No, it's that whole intersection. Yeah. They have a pretty good circle, and I mean the crowd around it's several deep, so... it is enjoyable.
We're talking with Claude Rosendale this morning, talking about the Big Heart Day celebration coming up Memorial Day weekend in Barnsdall, the 66th annual observance of Big Heart Day. And we will continue on a Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Continuing our time this morning with Claude Rosendale, talking about the 66th annual Big Heart Day celebration, the 24th, 25th, and 26th. It is the Memorial Day place to be around the area. And Claude, I haven't seen your parade for 6-8 years, but Memorial Day parades for me are just part of my traditions growing up. And it's a great place for the high school band and everybody else to go perform and recognize the day for just Memorial Day for what it is.
It is. We have a pretty decent parade. You know, one of the things I'm really proud of this year, our parade marshals are three brothers, all three World War II veterans, Navy, all three Navy veterans, and then the oldest one is also Army veteran and from Korea. We're really proud of that selection. They're 97, 93, and 92, I believe. The three brothers are. They will be riding in the Stump Funeral Home patriotic Jeep that they have. So we're really looking forward to that. We will have at least one.
Let's name the brothers. Bob.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Raymond Lowell and Bob Robert Henson. Mm-hmm. Three gentlemen that we are very proud of in and around Barnstall. One of them actually lives near Avant, but the other two are Barnstall. Mm-hmm. But very proud of them and have been active in the American Legion and all. So very proud of them.
Absolutely. They need to come out and give them a big cheer.
You bet. And we will have some of our choir from school that will be singing the national anthem when we come down and turn the corner in front of the stage. We'll stop and our local American Legion Honor Guard will be leading the parade. Mm-hmm. So, like I say, we really do have a good program there. We have several, we'll have dignitaries, political dignitaries, tribal representatives, Osage Nation tribal representatives, folks of that nature. We also will have some of the honorary parade marshals, Mike Grogan of Channel 6, mm-hmm. weather permitting, obviously, if the weather's bad,
sure.
which it's not going to be bad
well,
at
he's
Barnstall,
a weather, he'll
at least.
Know.
He will be there. So that's definitely one. And actually, he's been there different years now. Mm-hmm. I think three of the last four, something like that.
Yeah,
now
he's
that
got some
he
good
has come up.
Some good ties to the Barnstall community.
He does, really does. And we really appreciate him and love him for that. So lots of things are going on with the parade, which will start down Main Street right at about 10:30. Mm-hmm. And then at 11:30, we have a bunch of kids games that, again, will be right in front of the community center building, big lawn and area out there. We have hula hoops and sack races. We have three different age groups. I think it's like 8 and under or under 8 or 7 and under, and then 8 to 12 and then above older than 12.
Mm-hmm.
So we have those games that will be going on. A lot of fun, again, for the younger folks. The Christian Music Talent Contest we have. All of our contestants will be singing from around 12 to 1:30 time frame. And we will have judges that will pick the top three senior contestants and the top two junior contestants. And then those will come back again that evening for a finals. And there's some good money there, like $250 for the first place on senior and $150 for second place or first place on the junior. So pretty good money there. So we do get some very good competition.
It makes it tough on the judges, too.
Yeah, it does. It does, I'll tell you. But we have some good talented judges as well. So the Barnstall School alumni meeting this year, again, is at 1:30. Last year they moved that up a little bit. And again, with the school construction, lack of parking, that has been moved to the First Baptist Church, which is on 8th Street going south out of town, mm-hmm. Just about a mile south of town. So that is a change in the program. The alumni band or alumni meetings will be at the First Baptist Church at 1:30. 2 o'clock then, we do still have a basketball event. We'll have like a three-point free throw type shooting contest. Mm-hmm. And actually one of our young ladies, valedictorian in our school, basketball player, she will be the one leading that. So Michaela Kettles is going to be kind of in charge of that for us this year. At 3 o'clock, we have an alumni slow pitch co-ed softball game mm-hmm. and home run derby. And again, that has been moved from the softball field where it's normally at to the baseball field.
Okay.
Again, more parking there since a lot of the Gilbert Fieldhouse parking will not be available, and
right.
that's a lot of the parking for the softball field. So that will be at the baseball field. Fewer home runs will be hit there.
I was going
to
say, it's a bigger field,
fence.
Yeah.
But I think they are planning to try and mark a line out there and have some folks standing out there to help on that.
On the other hand, if you do get it over the fence, then you've really accomplished
You've accomplished something, and you're going to have a good chance of winning. And it's a lot of fun, a competitive deal. Somebody will buy a chance to hit three balls, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and somebody else comes up and makes one more home run than they did. Well, they come back and do it again, see if they can beat them, So it's a competitive type fun activity. And then that evening, starting at 6:30, Chase and Missy, a band from actually out of Arkansas, I believe Fort Smith, but they are related to like three of the big family groups around the area, Barnesville, Owosso, and all. So, you know, it's like a homecoming for them, especially Chase. I think I don't think Missy graduated here, but I believe Chase was around here and all. So them and a couple of the additional members of their band will be here and play from like 6:30 to 8. Following that, then, at 8, we will start the finals of the Talent Christian Music Competition. And then if we have any raffles that any of the fundraising organizations, you know, are doing, we'll have the drawings for those. And then Chase and Missy will come back for roughly an hour. And then about dark or a little after dark, we will start a really good fireworks program.
Yes.
And it's, you know, it's our Big Heart Day and all. There will be 12 big red hearts that will burst out throughout the program. It's usually about a 20, 25-minute program, fireworks, continuous fireworks. And, boy, every time you see a big red heart, to me, it's just amazing. Plus, then, you know, if you've been down around Main Street and listen to the band and the music and everything down there, we have on our big PA system, we will have patriotic music playing throughout the fireworks.
Okay.
So that, to me, really makes that fireworks one of the best in the area. So we have a really good day on Saturday, a big day. And then Sunday afternoon, our final event is our American Legion Post 227 puts on a Memorial Day program out at the Ethel Reese West Cemetery, the old cemetery, and there's a big flags and deal and all out there about midway back in the cemetery. Have a really good program that the veterans put on. Not very lengthy, but it is a really nice memorial program for all of the past and current veterans and those that have died, you know, servicing our country. And, and I am a member of the American Legion Post as well. So we do really encourage people to come out and help support the veterans and all that they have done for us and our country.
Well, just
that's at 2 p.m. on Sunday.
And just to, because I want to recognize your volunteerism and all of the people who are making Big Heart Day what it is. It's an organization that's run by volunteers for the community. And you've been planning on this for, I don't think I'm exaggerating, saying at least 10 or 11 months.
Oh, yes. You know, we just within about a month and a half after Big Heart Day, we will have our first meeting as kind of a follow-up to discuss everything that was good or we had problems with or whatever, so we can start working and preparing for the next year. So it is, and it's it is coordinated through all of the chamber. Now we do have certain other, you know, like school, I mean, it is the alumni weekend as well, and that we have big crowds. It brings a lot of the alumni back from, you know, the East Coast, the West Coast, Florida, you know, all over the country where people have gone. That's the weekend they plan to come back to Barnesdall. For all the alumni activities, the Big Heart Day that they've grown up with throughout their life, you know. I mean, Big Heart Day's been there just about as long as we have a couple of teachers that have been at Barnesdall.
Yes,
you know, we do have two really long-term
Coach
educators.
Gilbert.
Coach Gilbert and Miss Logue.
Yep.
Have meant so much to our community and our school, really have. So,
well, it is a tremendous celebration. If you have not attended Big Heart Day, you are missing out somewhere along the line. You need to head to Barnesdall, whether it's just for the turtle jump or whether you're there for the parade or some of the music competition. Go spend some time in Barnesdall this weekend.
We appreciate it. May 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Right.
So we hope to see you in Barnesdall.
Absolutely. Claude, thank you so much for your time, again, for your volunteerism. You mentioned you're a member of the Legion. You're there for the planning committee. I know you're active in the chamber. A lot of things that community volunteers get done in our communities across the country. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And just one note, if anybody has any questions, they can give me a call at our chamber phone number, 918-847-2202.
Claude, thank you so much for your time. And again, a lot of these are weather permitting, but when in doubt, head for Barnesdall. Something's going to be going on.
You bet. Will be.
Thank you so much for your time. That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1 and talking this morning with Claude Rosendell for the Big Heart Day celebration. More on the way in just a bit.
Jesus told us in John chapter 10, verses 1 through 6, "My dear brothers, take note of this.